This rearrest and the sagas and the twists and turns is not anything spectacularly new. Nothing was conclusively resolved even right up to the signing of the Kloppart-Volcker Agreement. The whole connection of loose ends that had not been tied up. So it's not surprising that we've got to this point. In fact, it's more worrying and concerning that maybe 6-7 months down the road, there seems to be no effective conclusion to the problem at hand.
Your thoughts on this, Mr. Tungwarara?
For me, this crisis should have never been there if ZANU-PF was sincere about transforming the Zimbabwean political terrain into a democratic one.
Who do you think is really behind this? Is it true that there are hardliners somewhere out there were trying to scuttle the deal?
There definitely is political interference. And my assumption would be that this would not happen without the full knowledge of Mr. Mugabe. The fact still remains that there are strong political forces that are directing the way magistrates give their rulings.
Mr. Mhlanga, who exactly could these hardliners be?
I'll tell you what, in my own analysis, I think the first hardliner that we need to deal with is Robert Mugabe. As Mr. Tungwarara has actually pointed out now, it is highly unlikely. It is unforeseeable that you will get actions or decisions that actually threaten to rupture the whole political process in Zimbabwe without Robert Mugabe's full knowledge. Secondly, I think there is historical precedent that Robert Mugabe has behaved in this way and has been provided cover by his own lieutenants, and I think to a large extent by an empathetic Zimbabwean population that tends as a last resort to start to believe that it is impossible for a man of Mugabe's standing, his acumen, his academic skills, to engage in such activities. The buck stops with Robert Mugabe. He knows what is happening.
But the next question would be, what is Mr. Mugabe trying to achieve and trying to do, Mr. Tungwarara?
ZANU-PF and Mr. Mugabe's government went into the government of national unity, not to promote national interest, but really to promote self-interest, because they are certain simple things that Mr. Mugabe and his team could have actually spearheaded to create an environment of goodwill. And we see day in, day out that this is not happening. So the instances of refusing to swear in a deputy minister in the form of Mr. Roy Bennett, the whole thing about unilaterally appointing a governor of the Reserve Bank, yeah, does indicate that there is no interest to actually reform.
Now, if we step back a little bit, Mr. Mhlanga, could you tell us exactly what you think is the significance of Justina Mkoko and these dozen or so activists? What role are they playing in this political game?
ZANU-PF probably figures that if we can use these people as a pawn in our discussions with the MTC, in as much as the MTC is perceived as using the targeted sanctions as a pawn against ZANU-PF, then we may actually get to some equilibrium that will allow us to remain and retain control over the MTC whilst at the same time not abdicating to the West.
Now, Mr. Mhlanga, the MDC has issued out an ultimatum. What's your take on this?
Well, I've got one line for that. I think the MDC needs to show us the last ultimatum that they gave to ZANU-PF and stood by that ultimatum. I don't recall even one of them. So it becomes a bit folly and silly for the MDC to continue to issue these ultimatums.
But, gentlemen, there was a clear show of backing down. Don't you think it was a realization by whoever it was that they could have probably miscalculated this time, Mr. Mhlanga?
Well, I think these people may be on bail, but they are still charged, isn't it? And there's still nothing that stops Tomani and his gang from rearresting them again next week.
Mr. Tungwarara?
No one has challenged that these guys were severely tortured. There are 7 people still missing that were abducted, and no one is denying that they were abducted by state agents. This case should not be brought up at all, because in any case, the charges relate to act of attempting to depose a government which was illegitimate.